Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Coffee Break English Show. I am Maurizio.
And I'm Josie. I'm really happy that you're back with us, Maurizio.
Thanks for having me again. I'm very happy to be here as well.
In these weekly episodes, we're helping you to improve your English.
You can subscribe to the podcast feed wherever you're listening to this podcast. Or if you want to watch the video version of this episode, you can subscribe to our channel on YouTube. So, Josie, what's the topic for today's episode?
Our topic today, we're talking about prepositions.
Prepositions. Okay, I struggled with prepositions when I was learning English. So it's going to be super useful to review some of them.
Good. I think a lot of people struggle with them.
Yes.
And today we're focusing on prepositions of time, and specifically in, on, and at.
In, on, at. Okay.
Let's get started.
Let's go.
So, Maurizio, in, on, and at. We're talking about time.
Okay.
And there's one general rule which is really useful to know here.
Okay.
It's that we can go from more general times to more specific times.
Okay.
Starting with in. Mm-hmm. In is for quite general and big times. Next is on. And at is for quite specific times.
I see. So, for example, we're going to use in for years?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We say in 2023.
Okay. Or in 1995.
Exactly. Exactly. We can also use in for even bigger periods of time. So 10 years. A decade.
Okay.
I can say I was born in the 1990s.
All right.
Yeah.
And I was also born in the 1990s.
Yes. We can also use it for centuries.
Okay.
So even bigger.
Bigger periods of time. So for example, if we're talking about centuries, we can say in the 19th century.
That's right.
Or in the 21st century.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, good. So still staying with general periods of time, we can use in for months.
Okay. So for example, in June.
Yep. In June, in July, in January, all of the months. Yeah.
Okay. And what else can we use in for?
So if we're talking about months, we can use in for groups of months.
Okay.
Also known as seasons, of course.
All right. So for example, we can say in the summer or in autumn or in fall or in winter, in spring.
That's
right. It's always in.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And finally, we can use in for different times of day when we're speaking generally.
Okay.
So I can say in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening.
Okay, so in this sense, we can use in the morning also. We can think of this as routine actions that happen every morning. So in the morning, I wake up at 7.
That's right.
So that's in the morning.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, is it in for every part of the day? Like morning, afternoon, evening, night?
It's in for every part of the day except for night. This is an exception.
I see.
Do you know the preposition for night?
I think it's at.
Yes.
Okay. I got this Right. I think I used to make this mistake quite often as I was learning English.
Yeah, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. So in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening.
At night.
Exactly.
Okay.
So Maurizio, what time do you usually go to bed at night?
I go to bed at 10 p.m. at night.
Good. Exactly.
Okay.
So we've got another at there, but we'll get to it later.
Okay. We'll get to it later.
Because we're going from general to more specific.
Okay.
So next we've got on. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about less big periods of time, smaller periods of time, and more specific periods of time. So we use on for days of the week.
Okay. So we're going to say on Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday, and so on until on Sunday.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. We can also use on to talk about times of the day within a day. So I can say on Tuesday morning.
Okay.
On Friday evening.
Okay. So we say in the morning, mm-hmm. but we are going to say on Thursday afternoon.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. I see.
So as soon as you have a day mm-hmm. anywhere in the time period, it has to be on.
On.
Yeah. That's the basic rule. This also works for days like holidays and celebration days.
I see. So for example, if I celebrate Christmas, I say, for example, I see my family on Christmas Day. Is that correct?
Exactly. Okay. On Christmas Day and on Easter Sunday, for example.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what about dates? Do we still use on, because we're talking about specific dates like Christmas Day or Easter Sunday?
That's right.
Okay.
Exactly. So for dates, we can say my birthday is on June the 10th.
I see.
Yeah.
Can we also say my birthday is on the 10th of May, switching the day with the month?
Yeah, we can. Exactly.
Okay. And we still use on.
Yes, okay. It's always on, no matter which order you put the day and the date.
That's good to know.
The month and the date, sorry. So getting more specific now, we've got at.
Yes.
And do you know when we use at?
So earlier in my example, I used at with hours. I said mm-hmm. at 10 o'clock p.m. or at 10 p.m.
Exactly.
So I guess we are using at for hours.
Yeah, we're using at for times. That's right. So this is pretty specific if we're talking about an exact time, mm-hmm. a precise time. So at 4 o'clock, at 10:32, we can be very specific.
Okay. Do we use at also for specific events during the day? For example, can we stay at sunrise?
Yes.
Or at sunset.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. And of course, there we're not talking about a specific time, but it's a specific time in the day.
Okay.
Of course, the sunrise changes throughout the year, the time. So at sunrise, at sunset, we also say at lunchtime,
okay.
for example.
Uh-huh. That also varies depending on where you are in the world, I guess.
Exactly. Absolutely. And the final one for at is that we use at to describe holiday or festival periods.
Okay.
So do you remember we were talking about Christmas Day?
Yes.
And we said on Christmas Day.
Okay.
But what about if I take away the day?
The word day.
Mm.
So at that point, we should say at Christmas.
Yeah.
So either we say on Christmas Day. Or at Christmas.
That's right.
And I guess we can use at for other celebrations like at Eid, mm-hmm. for example.
That's right. So okay. any celebration period, usually that lasts for more than one day.
Okay.
So we can say, as you said, at Eid, at Ramadan, at Diwali, at Easter.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Okay. So we've covered the basic rules.
Yes.
In is for general periods of time.
So we said years, decades, centuries, months, seasons.
Yes, okay, exactly. On, we're getting less general.
Mm-hmm. And this is for days, for example, or parts of the day, including the name of the day. For example, on Tuesday evening.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep. And then at is the most specific, really.
Yes. And we said, for example, with hours, at 3 o'clock, at 11:30, or for festivals, for example, at Ramadan, at Diwali, at Eid, at Christmas.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. And at night. Don't forget at night.
Very good. That was the exception.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So what I think would be really useful to do is have a little practice of these prepositions in action.
Okay.
So we're going to ask each other some questions.
Okay.
Using these prepositions. And for our listeners and viewers, as we ask each other the questions, you can think of what your answer to the question would be. And remember to pay attention to if you should use the preposition in, on, or at. Okay?
Good. Sounds
great.
Good.
So, Maurizio, you start. Ask me a question, please.
Okay. So we're going to ask a question with when to start with.
Okay.
Okay. For example, when do you start work?
So while I'm thinking about my answer, our listeners can think about theirs. And my answer is, I usually start work at about 8:30 a.m. But on Fridays, I start a little later sometimes, around 9.
Good. So you have more time in the morning to do other things.
That's right.
Great. Yep.
So I use the preposition at for the time, at 8:30. And for the day, on Fridays, I used on. Okay, I've got a question for you, Maurizio.
Okay.
When is your birthday?
Okay. Let's think about what preposition to use to answer this question. And the answer is, for me, my birthday is on the 10th of May.
Good.
Okay, so I have used on because we use on for dates.
That's
such
right.
As a birthday, for example.
Absolutely. And which year were you born in?
I can say I was born in 1995.
Perfect. Exactly.
And if you want to know the month, I can say in May. And I think it was a Wednesday. So on Wednesday, the 10th of May, 1995.
Very precise.
Very precise. Yes.
Excellent. Okay. Do you have one more question for me?
Yes. For example, let me think. When do you watch TV during the day?
Good question. And what's the answer for our listeners? You can think about that. For me, I usually watch TV in the evenings.
Okay.
And I never watch TV in the morning.
Okay. What about at night?
Sometimes I watch TV at night. Yes.
Okay, good. So it's in for morning, afternoon, and evening, but we use at for night.
Exactly.
Good.
Well, that's it for today. We really hope you enjoyed this lesson.
You can find the examples that we've used in this lesson written down in our blog post. And the link to the blog post is in our description of this episode.
If you'd like more help with your English, you can sign up for our regular free email lessons. Just visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/English.
The Coffee Break English show will be back next week. And in the meantime, you can look forward to the mini lessons in your inbox. Thank you, Josie, for having me.
Thank you, Maurizio.
And we'll see you soon next week.
And happy coffee breaking.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.